So we've assembled our own Dubai Avengers team here at Combox to talk about a bunch of different things in Robbie's small, humble house. We were lucky enough to just find one small little wing of it that we could fit our recording studio in.
Exactly.
But I thought that there was a really good chat that I think you two had earlier in the year on one of the watch-alongs. I thought that was worth bringing up, which is, I'm going to throw to you, Rob, first.
Cool.
Why is fielding so bad now?
Because they don't practice enough, Jared, and they don't concentrate. There was two games this week where the team had to win to stay in the IPL. And we watched the fielders acting as if that wasn't the case, right? Every run matters in the knockouts. And I was like, well, there'll be more runouts now. And there'll be much more intense fielding, fielders expecting the ball to go to them, right? Every single delivery, you expect the ball to go to, you're on the balls of your feet or you're on your toes, you are ready, you are prime, and you are watching where the batsman is picking the bat up to see if the shot is going to go to your right or to your left. None of that. Absolutely none of it. Fielders utterly shocked that the ball is coming to them. The ones on the rope aren't on the rope. They're 4 yards in. To people like Suryavanshi, who can hit the ball a long way. It's not, you know, breaking news. You've got 53 sixes in this IPL. So if you're standing there watching the 54th sail over your head because you're 4 yards in, you're an idiot, right? You've just got to field properly. I'm being empathetic again. I'm learning.
I felt like, I know, Robbie, you don't like it when people are negative, but I thought he said idiot in a positive way.
Yeah, he did.
You've got some theories on this. I'll get to your theories in a minute. I think there's a few things that needs to be remembered, that we're playing a lot more night cricket than we've ever had before.
Yes.
And night fielding is very different to day fielding. It doesn't explain everything he's just said.
Practice it more.
Yeah, but as, if you're like a 21, 22-year-old, you still played most of your career in day cricket until you start to play day-night cricket as you become a pro, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, there should be something there. People are hitting the ball harder.
Yes.
Than they used to hit.
That's
right?
Fair.
I think that's fair. I think balls are being hit in the air more, right? So there should be more catches and more drops
that's
at
true,
the same time.
Right? But there are more catches.
Well, there are, because no one's getting bowled anymore.
That is actually fair, but there's less all outs because of the stupid impact sub.
Yeah. So my question to you is Rob right? Because we saw, this is not just an IPL thing. We all make fun of the IPL, but England just went and did an Ashes where they couldn't take any catches and they didn't even take a fielding coach with them. It does feel like something's happened. And like, for whatever reason, that period that you came through where fielding was thought of as so important, it's kind of just died off.
Yeah.
People aren't taking it as seriously.
Yeah, I think so. I think only a few of them who personally kind of go and actually put some value on their fielding actually go and put the effort to actually practice it. I don't think it's a compulsory thing anymore. And I do agree with him. I don't think fielding is practiced from the point of view of where is the batter picking up the bat? Where are the chances of the ball coming down? Is it going to come to me? What are the chances of the ball coming to me based on how he's picked the bat up and where the ball's pitched? That anticipation really is not there. If you can look at all the infielders, 95% of the times, they're standing on the 30-yard circle. No one's looking to cut the single anymore. No one's looking to cut angles anymore. So obviously, by nature, you've become a lot more defensive with your approach to fielding. So when you're operating from that headspace, you're not looking to create opportunities. So you're almost like you don't necessarily want the ball to come to you, and you try and do the best you can with what you have at that point in time, if and when it does come to you. So for me, I also think that the kind of equipment they're using for fielding is one of the issues. I've said this before. I've said this 1,000 times. I'll say it 1,000 times again.
You just say it once on this camera now.
Yeah, I think the Skybat's curse,
right?
Fielding. I think the Skybat is an absolute curse for fielding.
So it's got wood behind it and it's got a big foam in the middle. And the ball sort of, I don't know how to explain this, but the ball sort of pops off it, doesn't it? It doesn't thump off it the way that it does off a cricket bat.
Yeah,
and it doesn't feel the same when it hits your hand.
No, it doesn't. Because the way it goes off that bat's very different. The way it comes back down is very different. There's not a lot of spin on it as well. There's barely any spin that you can extract out of that bat. So how a ball goes, so if you're fielding at sweeper cover and the ball goes in the air, which is he's trying to hit over covers and takes the edge and goes to sweeper, the ball's going to spin in a certain direction. You can't replicate any of that with the sky bat. And that's one of the reasons I think a lot of the fielding has really diminished over the last, say, few years. And I don't think people are spending so much of time on their primary skills that the secondary and tertiary skills are not being paying attention to at all, which is why the fielding has kind of, I think, gotten really bad right now.
I'd say this as well, Deepak. One of the issues that I have is I remember seeing Glenn Phillips when he was still wicketkeeping, where he basically practiced slow balls going in front of him, throwing the ball at the stumps, skies going back over his head. And like, I've been at so many games and so few wicketkeepers do that. And then I thought, well, it's not just the wicketkeepers. If you're fielding a deep backward point, that's a very different way that the ball comes to you than long off. And most of these fielding practices are done, even if it's done off a proper bat, although it's usually not now, it's hit right off the middle of the bat towards you. We're not actually replicating the things that you need to see in games. And if you compare that to what you see in baseball, they seem to replicate the skills that you need within the game.
Yeah. And also, like, if you look at the overall social angle of it, like, players are now playing on all the different leagues. So you're kind of switching in, switching out of a particular league. So you don't understand your teammates that well. You don't understand their strengths that well. For example, nobody knew that Salt would be such a good outfielder. We've kind of discovered him during this IPL itself, because he was always behind the stumps for all this while. So that way, so you don't even understand the strengths and the weaknesses of your team, because earlier people would spend a lot of time just playing for a single unit. So you would understand what kind of particular fielder is good at or bad at. But now, with so much of cricket happening in silos, like there's a one-month window where you'll come in for a tournament, you'll fly out, and you would not even understand each other's game to kind of gel together, to kind of bind that whole thing into a single, a performance. So even that, I feel, can be a reason where they're just not able to explore each other well.
There's a great St. Lucia team, and it was a year after I left St. Lucia, which had Rakeem Cornwall, Darren Sammy, Lasith Malinga, and who's the other big Sri Lankan guy? The big hitter.
Pereira
in it. And I was like, this team hasn't even thought about fielding. Like, where are you going to hide all of these different guys? Malinga's got no knees. Darren Sammy has no knees. Rakeem Cornwall needs to do that. So I think quite often, Rob, people aren't thinking about it. How would you reshape fielding practice before I ask the expert in a moment?
I have travelled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things: the phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it, and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny sims and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
Well, you start again. So another thing that's
tennis ball catches.
You have to wet the ball first. But so, if you want to practice, right, you have to replicate match conditions. So you shouldn't be wearing silly gloves. Because a cricket ball hurts when it hits your hands. So you have to get a bit more ready to feel a bit of pain, right? If you practice catching with a cricket ball, your hands will naturally get harder eventually. Stop putting silly gloves on to practice with. It doesn't help you. Don't use a silly bat.
Are they called silly gloves?
They're sponsored by the company Silly, which is what... Anyway, also, fielding positions have changed slightly. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't mean people are necessarily standing in different places, but you used to hide people in places which are now high traffic areas. So I'm like, why is Chahal standing there now? Because the ball goes there now.
Yeah.
It never used to go there. And if Sky is batting, it's like, well, if you haven't got that guy behind square on the leg side as a good fielder, Sky is going to hit the ball there a lot. That's what he does, right? So that needs to be reassessed. And you can get someone to do this work for you, right? This is where a proper cricketer or the coach or, you know, the big name or whatever, get a geek to go away and do all that and say, look, high traffic areas for this team is here, here and here. Yeah. This is where the ball goes, right? That data, it's not the boffins. It's like this guy hits it here, here and here. So you need this bloke at long on. And it's not the other thing that annoys me. Many things annoy me about it. But one of the things that annoys me, it's like... people go, this guy's a really good athlete, therefore he fields in this position. But they don't think about his head, his brain, right? Tim David's an example of this. The amount of time, he is a really good athlete and he's naturally gifted at fielding because he's a good athlete. We all know how good his hand-eye is.
It's got like a pterodactyl freakishly wingspan. Good.
Plus, he's 9 feet tall. He's got Mr. Tickle arms, like absolutely massive. He should be awesome, but he dozes off. Kevin Peterson syndrome, right? All Kevin Peterson was thinking about when he was fielding was Kevin Peterson. That's all he was ever thinking about. He's been thinking about, I've been at test matches where I have shouted in the crowd at Kevin Peterson to concentrate in the field, genuinely, because it's like, this ball might come to you, Kevin, and you're definitely thinking about your batting because you're doing this or you're doing this while you should be watching. And so it's knowing your the personalities of these people, the ones that can concentrate. You watch Ricky Pontingfield, right? I do go back to that video quite a lot of like 15 minutes of Ponting doing amazing runouts, amazing catches. And it's like, he is watching every single ball like a hawk. Yes. And he is always stalking, isn't he? Like this. He's moving around. He
I don't
watching.
Know what you're doing. You look like Frankenstein's well, monster.
I'm doing it in a slightly physically superior way than from these pro athletes. But he's stalking and he's ready and he's in the, if anything comes in this area, John T. Rhodes used to do it, right? If it comes in his area, he's got the ball. Yes. You better not be running two. Like, you don't even think about it, do you? Whereas today it feels like I'm watching guys that aren't standing in the right place. They're not concentrating.
That's quite a valid point.
And where is the responsibility? Like, who, does somebody get in trouble if they're 4 yards in from the rope? Because when Shashank put his third catch down of the game, I thought Ricky Ponting may genuinely run on the pitch and kill him. But he was laughing, because what else can you do than that? But if somebody is 4 yards in, right, Suya Vanchi, if you don't get that kid out quick, he is going to make you pay.
Yeah.
And it's not going to take him. Yeah. He's hitting a boundary, either a 4 or a 6, every 2.36 balls in the Premier League. Yeah. That is unprecedented mega hitting, right? It's stupid. So, but he will give you chances, because he tries to hit every ball for 6 sometimes. So if you've got a chance to get him out, you've got to catch him, right?
Yeah.
So if some dozy bowler is fielding on the boundary for the big shot from Suya Vanchi, and he happens to be standing 5 yards in because he feels like it, and the ball sails over his head and goes for 6, where it would have been caught here if he was still on the rope, where's the accountability for that? Because there doesn't appear to be any.
Do you think it's an accountability thing? Do you think it's preparation?
It's preparation.
Do you think it's Chahal?
I think it's preparation. Fielding the other day, Chahal, by the way.
I think it's preparation. I don't think a lot's been put into preparations now. I think that it's been more reactive than proactive. So once the fielding displays itself to be bad, then they go into work and hyperdrive with that. And that doesn't augur well to everyone. When you're starting a camp or when you're starting a season, you want to be able to allocate time for fielding, right? And fielding under lights. And because you said most of these people are not used to playing under lights, and then they come on and play. But I think you've got to make the time, you've got to allocate the time. In practice, say 45 minutes of fielding, we'll do high catches, we'll do flat catches, we'll do slip catches, we'll do direct hits. Right? There's so many fun ways to actually do this. It's not very hard to do at all. And it's just the wherewithal from the fielding coaches to say, okay, let's do every drill with cricket bats. Let's do slip catching with baseball bats.
Yeah.
You know, you get wooden baseball bats, which are incredible for slip fielding. One of the only people I've seen who work extremely hard on their fielding is the likes of a Manish Pandey. Manish Pandey is as good at fielding simply because he invests that much time into fielding and doing all types of fielding, which is why he's so good, right? Say the likes of like Vaibhav. Like, I don't know how well he fields or he doesn't feel.
There's a big question going ahead of, like, if you're not a good fielder with the impact sub, are you even going to be on the field enough to do it, right?
If you're a 15-year-old child.
Which I was once.
I don't believe that to be true. But if you're a 15-year-old child and you're potentially the biggest thing that's ever happened to sport, I don't think that's overstating things. Like, it could be that big. Why is he allowed to be impact sub and not field at all? They should be trying to get him into the game, get him fielding, getting him into zone, and trying to, because he's going to be it'd be unlikely if he isn't a star of Indian cricket in the future. He should be out there fielding at some point, right? He's taken a catch in this IPL. But when you talk about Pandey, it's no coincidence he's taken the best catch, in my opinion, of this.
Yes, easily.
Going to his wrong side.
Yeah.
Going to his left-hand side down. Unbelievable instinct, reflex catch. Completely pointless, made no relevance to the rest of the game at all. They'd already lost by then. But they have him and Anakul Roy, don't they? Who are both guns. And you can see by the way they move that they practice, that they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
and that's the thing that winds me up as a fan or as somebody that watches it. It's like, well, this guy's definitely really good at hand-eye because he's amazing at batting. This guy's, I am not surprised when Chahal drops a catch because he's good. He's an amazing cricketer, but he is not a natural athlete and he's not got good hand-eye. He doesn't need it for his skill. But when you see these really good batsmen who are capable of scoring 12 ball 50s, dropping a dolly because they're not concentrating, it's like you're getting paid so much dosh for this, right? Stand in the right place, watch the ball, and put your hands in the right place. It none of that is difficult for them, so it must be a mental thing.
I'm going to finish with this. Someone suggested this to me the other day, of should fielders now wear gloves right? Not wicketkeeping gloves,
by the way. Stupidest thing I've heard in a while, by the way.
I know they're going to be angry at it. That's why I'm asking the smart man about it. I can make an argument against it, but here's my argument for it just for a second. American football, they didn't always have the big padding and everything, but they kept running at each other over and over again. They kept getting bigger and stronger and faster to eventually where they needed some sort of padding. Are we getting towards a section now where people are hitting the ball so hard that gloves might make more sense? I'm not forgiving the drops, everyone. I'm just asking a simple
question. Such a nerd question.
To be honest,
get out of my house.
I think I would rather go back.
Why ask the nerd?
I would rather go back and kind of redo the whole thing. Because, like, if you look at this IPL, a lot of bowlers have bowled wide, right? Because they don't bowl on stumps anymore. And there's a very high possibility the slash shots would go to short third back. And as Rob pointed, your worst fielders would generally stand there.
Yep.
So basically, the most important position in current cricket is being basically manned by somebody who's just there because you want to hide him. Same is the case with short third man and short fine leg also. Mm. So I think the way cricket has evolved because of the kind of lines bowlers are bowling, the kind of areas batters are hitting, we need to redo the whole thing. Maybe we have just not spent enough time in understanding the whole, placements of the fielders, dynamics of the game. I think if that happens, I think that's significantly going to change the success ratio and everything. So,
do you think we'll ever have fielders with gloves?
That's too radical, I would say, because that changed the whole.
No.
I think that'll be a different sport altogether.
No, because I will go on a homicidal rampage if they have cricketers with gloves on.
Because that won't be cricket then. I think it'll evolve into something else. It'll be a different sport altogether.
But you could make the argument that impact sub is as big a change. That's all I'm saying. I'll leave it there because Robbie's getting upset.
It's a great place to leave it.
When you're getting upset. Generally, that's what I start.
I think that's just one step towards substitutions, right? Like football also, we never had that till 1960s and then it happened. So impact player is almost like that, right? So we're kind of moving towards substitution, which should have happened in cricket.
But you could make a similar argument for gloves. I'm not saying we will, because I also don't know what gloves actually help catchers all that much, because it makes sense in baseball because you're using one big one. We don't want that. They can have their big silly glove.
Yeah.
But I'm just putting it out there. Anyway.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Ruckshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.